as you said, for many years had a weekly compilation of presidential documents, which are really the official journal of the presidency, somewhat similar to the Congressional Record. And the publication, you know, was started back in the Johnson administration to meet the needs of that time. But with the advent of the internet and the need to know things better, quicker, faster, we decided that we could satisfy the needs of the public more effectively with an online daily compilation.
And what might we find in the presidentialdocuments.gov website? I mean, what is it? Is it the official orders that come from the President Obama, or what's contained there?
Well, it contains much of what you might find on the White House website, but the difference is that the materials are carefully checked out for accuracy. And we also annotate the material to identify, say, individuals that the president might mention in a speech, but it would not be apparent who that person is or what position they hold.
And the big change now, of course, is no more printing.
Well, that's right. You know, we're sort of like any other news organization in a way. We're trying to find the right balance between the traditional print media and online services. So in this case, we'll continue to print the hardbound public papers of the president's volume about twice a year, and that'll still serve the needs of libraries and other institutions for that official record and the kind of tactile feeling for history that you get from opening up a book of presidential speeches. While we also pursue this strategy of getting to the internet right away with the information.
So it'll have presidential orders, statements, remarks at press conferences, messages to Congress, agencies, foreign leaders, as well as other materials released by the White House press secretary. And I can tell you, as one who has been on the receiving end of White House emails about all of that correspondence, it's quite lengthy. Appointments, changes in appointments, you know, official trips that are taken overseas. You know, they're all, your inbox will be clogged up for a day on just White House emails alone.
Well, that's right. We have a small staff that is stationed over in the White House complex to be on hand to sort through all the materials that are coming out, decide what should be in the daily compilation, and then you know, process that material for our new online service.
We were talking with Michael White, the managing editor of the Federal Register, and I was wondering, is this going to be in the PDF format? That people can download and print and save?
Absolutely. We will have PDF files for each of the documents as well as a text-based format for those that would prefer that.
I think it's a really wise idea to put all this online, and unfortunately for you, or maybe fortunately, this is a prolific president, and I think you're going to have a lot of speeches, addresses, proclamations, especially during the beginning of the administration. Do you find that the workload is heavier in the beginning, the middle, or the end?
Well, it's particularly busy at the end in the past few administrations because of the rush of regulatory business at the end of an administration. But then again, at the start of an administration, especially this one, as we're seeing, the president wants to get off to a running start, and you know, the proclamations and executive orders are being signed you know, by the handful.
Mm-hmm. And so having them online and easily visible is probably going to save people a lot of headaches trying to search out and find the documentation. So this is a great site, www.federalregister.gov, will open to this window. And the compilation of presidential documents, is that a link within that site?
That's right. We have a catalog of all our various publications, including the Federal Register and the Code of Federal Regulations, and also this compilation. Our material is spread out over various websites, mostly the Government Printing Office service, but we also have material on our archives.gov website, and so the federalregister.gov portal takes you everywhere you need to go.
Okay, and just one quick question for you. How many megabytes is the average daily output of the presidential office?
Wow, well, that's a technical question, maybe for my my staff to answer. I'm not sure what the megabyte total is, but it's well within our ability to handle it.